Hallelujah. Jesus said that he came to give life and life more abundantly. Praise God. I'm alive in him. Amen. You may be seated. I want to welcome everyone on behalf of Pastor Roy Grant and all of Calvary Gospel Church. We welcome our visitors as well. If you are a guest of ours, we'd like you to take the opportunity to let us know you're here. Give us a little bit of your information just so that we can connect with you. You should have, or you still can, get a hold of a connection card and from one of our ushers or from the kiosk and return it to them. We have a small gift for you if you will do that. If you're online, you can let us, you can connect with us through a bit.ly link. It's there on the screen. Please take advantage of that. We want to get to know you better. Also, I want to make you aware of your giving options here today in person. You can drop your offering in the box, offering box on the kiosk out in the vestibule, or, of course, you can give cgcmadison.org/giving. You can, of course, mail in your offering to our street address, or you can text to give 608-719-3883. We do ask that you designate your offering with a keyword, tithes, offering, or SFC, which is She's for Christ, or Move the Mission. Let's try and do that in unison. Move the Mission. There we go. Good. All right. Thank you. That is a very great offering to be a part of. There's nothing more exciting. Well, there's probably things more exciting, but it's very exciting to have the missionary come and mention the fact that they went from one place to another and started a church because of the vehicle that they were able to purchase because of your Sheets for Christ offering, or Move the Mission offering now. Amen. So keep that in mind. This Friday, where are they seated? You mean I have to tell you to stand up? Thompson Repka Wedding. 7 o'clock, all are invited, and there will be a reception afterwards. And Friday and Saturday, Purpose Institute begins. Friday session is open to all at 7 o'clock, so it's a great opportunity just to have great teaching and even get a feel for what Purpose Institute is. And then if you want to register for the classes, you can register online. John Rivas can give you the details. How many here have been a part of Purpose Institute? Raise your hand. Amen. There is a tremendous dynamic there. Even if you just take one class a semester, you will be blessed. There's just a great interaction that takes place between teachers and students, and students and students, that it will be a blessing to you. This Sunday, August 22nd, Brother Ed Hosmer, missionary to Japan, will be ministering. And tomorrow begins our county mask mandate. Starting Sunday, we'll be asking everyone to wear masks during service as long as we have the mask mandate in place. And everyone said, God is good all the time. We want Sister Stephanie Thompson to come.
Praise the Lord, church. As usual, I'm really excited to be talking to you about the back-to-school bash, which is coming up. So this is a really special event to me, because it's just a great way to reach into our community. And I say this all the time, and there's not a whole lot of different ways to say bring in notebooks, but I'm going to try. So you're wondering how you can help with the back-to-school bash. Well, there's lots of ways. First of all, it's on August 28th, and it starts at 9 a.m. until supplies run out. We usually run out about 11. But we do need some helpers, because we're doing a drive-through style. We did this last year. It was great. If you were part of it last year, would you just wave your hand? Yeah, it was really fun. We just walked out to cars and we were able to greet people and let them know how glad we were they came. And we're going to do the same thing this year. But we need your help about 8:30 on Saturday morning, Saturday the 28th, that is. Also, Friday night, August 27th, at 6 o'clock, we're going to get all of our supplies ready to go. So that's always a fun time, too. You can share the event on Facebook. Did anybody see the event on Facebook? Yeah, make sure you're sharing that so our community knows a little bit more about our back-to-school event. And, of course, you can always donate school supplies. We're in need of lots and lots of school supplies. Last year, we ran out. We were able to help every car that waited in line, and they waited in line a long time. But later, there were some people who came, and we were just out of school supplies. So, and we don't have an endless supply, I understand that. But it's just a great way to reach out to our community. If you don't like to do back-to-school supply shopping, you can just donate money in the offering plate, and I will do your shopping for you. So we're really excited about this event. And if you've never been a part of it before, this is a great year to do it. So you can see me, and I'll get you hooked up. Thank you.
Amen. Let's stand for prayer. Hallelujah. Let's pray for all of the things that we've talked about. You know, we want to have God in the middle of whatever we do, and we want to honor him. I pray for all the people that will be involved in the wedding, and for Purpose Institute, for our missionary that's coming, and then let's also pray for the mask mandate and how people's response to it will affect their attitudes. And I'm including myself in that. And let's pray for the back-to-school bash while we pray for this service. In Jesus' name, Lord, we love you. We know, God, that all of our activity, God, amounts to nothing if you have not ordained it, if you have not blessed it, if you have not directed it. So we ask, oh God, here for your blessing and your anointing on these things, oh God. We are trying to do your will and serve you. So I pray, God, guide and direct us as we pursue your will and pursue ministry to the world around us and to one another. We ask for your blessing on all of these things, oh God. We pray especially for this service tonight, that the remainder of this service will honor you and will be a blessing to everyone in this house, everyone who tunes in online, everyone who is affiliated with it in any way. You can use this for your glory. I pray, God, do so. Let your name be glorified in all of this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord, church. Such a very sweet, sweet presence in this place tonight. You can be seated. Thank you so very much, Sister Abby, and I think it's Colin hiding back there. Thank you so very much. Didn't our youth do a great job in Youth Week? Thank you so very much. Such a blessing. I wasn't going to get off on this mask mandate, but I really got, in our staff meeting on Tuesday, I just kind of had a really bad attitude about this, and it kind of grew. And today, I had this, you know, this little meltdown, if I could just say that. Okay, I'm just being honest with you here. And I was sitting outside, and I just started complaining to God about all of this stuff. And I was complaining and griping and moaning and groaning and all of these kind of things about all of this stuff. And you know what God said to me very quickly, as only God can say, eat more blueberries. Now, some of you laugh, but that's exactly what pops into my mind when I say, God, What do I do here? And I just like, eat more blueberries. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to Sunday morning's message and listen to it. And then go home and get some blueberries and just eat blueberries, and you'll know what I'm talking about. And you know what? It will be so much better. You will be so much better. So we're in this series. Lord, teach us. We're talking about it's the fruits. It's the fruits. And this is part three. So when the Holy Spirit is in place in our lives, that voice that we hear when we've talked about discerning and understanding and finding out what God's voice sounds like in our lives, we talked about three different voices that speak to us. Sometimes it's the enemy's voice, sometimes it's our own voice, and sometimes it's God's voice, and discerning between those. And one thing that helps us to discern between voices is the fruit of the Spirit. When we were baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, we spoke in another language, we spoke in tongues, And that is the evidence of the infilling of the Holy Ghost, is speaking in tongues. But also, Paul writes in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and verse 23, he talks about fruits of the Spirit. Now, that is fruits or evidence that should be in our lives, flowing through our lives, if we are filled with the Holy Ghost. So these fruits of the Spirit, he goes and he starts to name them. He says love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. That's the blueberries. Against such there is no law. So if we have love and joy and peace and patience and gentleness and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and self-control, it is showing the world and showing each other that God is producing fruit in our lives. And that we are manifesting those fruits or those giftings through our lives. And as a result, God can bless our life. So as we grow and continue to imitate Christ's nature, remember, we're called Christians because we're Christ-like, because we're fruity like Christ, because he bore the fruits. Now, we can laugh about that, but you won't forget that. I'm not talking about Fruit Loops. So we bear the fruits. The same fruits that Jesus Christ came and began to spread out all over the world when he came. So that's why it's important that we stay, pray, and live in the Spirit. Remember, we are flesh and spirit, as I stated last week, and These fruits that we're talking about, they're not a bunch of outdated, old-fashioned, no longer list of traits, but they're to be very active, they're to be very necessary and very relevant today in our lives. We live in a world of instant success and ambition. Everybody wants everything right now, today. I don't want to wait another day. I want to get it today. I want it now. And it's essential that we understand that in this instant world that we live in, that it sometimes takes time for those fruits to develop in our lives. But we need these fruits in our lives, and we need to continue to live these fruits out with a spirit of boldness and with a spirit of conviction. So why do we need, why is it so important? When Paul addresses this in Galatians chapter 5, why is it so important that we manifest these fruits in our life? Why do we have to have all of this? Well, we've talked about this, that just as physical fruits has antioxidants and all of these things in it that's good for us, so does the spiritual fruit. Love has certain characteristics, certain spiritual benefits if we have love in our lives. If we talked about the blueberries, we laugh about that, but that was one of the least, you know, when you have a fruit bowl, that was the fruit that my wife and I would always eat last. We ate everything else first because we like the love. We like the pineapple. We like the watermelon. We like the grapes. Not so much the blueberries. But you see, there's a balance. We need to have this. So fruit helps us fight off infections of the enemy. We talked about what fruit can do for me. What can fruit do for you? And we talked about living in a world that needs restoration. We live in a world that is dying. It's broken. And the world doesn't know how to fix it. But Jesus said, you know what? I've got what it takes. I gave you my church. I gave you as an individual. I gave you the fruits that it takes to fix a broken world. So as people begin to look for all of these vaccines, if we want to drag all of that in, and all of these ways to help fix society, the Bible just says, you know what? You need some love. You need some joy. You need some peace. You need some patience. You need some kindness. You need some goodness, some faithfulness, some gentleness, and some self-control. So we need restoration. We found out that each fruit of the Spirit represents a part of Jesus Christ that's living inside of us. We found out that we cannot live out the fruit of the Spirit on our own. You can't do it by yourself. You need to partner up. We need to partner up with God Himself. It's His Spirit, and He has an endless, limitless supply. So you never run out of fruit. You can go to the all-you-can-eat salad bar, and they may have a fruit portion of it. Eventually, they're going to run out of fruit, or that fruit's going to go bad and spoil. We're going to have one more lesson on what happens when fruit spoils. But when it comes to God's fruit salad, when it comes to God's, it never runs out, and it never spoils. It's always fresh. So we cannot live out, and each fruit reminds us that there's another way to respond. We live in our world, as I said, it is so, I mean, people respond so fast. You don't have to have all the information, all the facts. That doesn't matter anymore. I'm just going to respond, and with my response, I'm going to blow right out of the water. That's how our world is becoming, Pastor Seidel. It frustrates me. But you see, every fruit, each one of these fruits teaches us as a Christian that there is another way to respond to what's going on in the world. So when people come against you and people are hated or people don't like you or they get on your case at work, at school, wherever it may be, that we respond with the fruits. So practicing the fruit of the Spirit encourages us and others that there is another way. There is a better way to respond. So remember, it's often our witness. The youth, they had their theme about testimony. It's often our witness. It's often our testimony is often so dependent, whether it's a successful testimony or a failure of a testimony, in how we are responding. You can have the most awesome testimony in the world, but if you walk around and you're short of blueberries in your spiritual fruit diet, you can take your testimony and you can throw it out the window because people are watching what you're doing, not always listening to what you're saying. And we have to understand that. That's called being a witness. That's being a witness, and that's something that we need to be better at. So, moving on tonight, and what fruit can do for you, God's Spirit is living and active. It's living and active. We have to understand that. The fruits of the Spirit are living and active, but understand also that our flesh is weak. The good news is that each fruit of the Spirit represents an active and dynamic nature of God Himself. Apart from Jesus Christ, understand our flesh is so very weak. And we must rely on God's Spirit to strengthen us and to encourage us to live out each fruit willingly. That's the key, willingly. Because God is not going to force me to have more self-control. He's not going to do that. God is not going to come up and tell Ben Thompson, listen, you need a little more peace, and I'm going to force you to have peace. No. No, you see, when we take on the Spirit, we take on the attributes of God. We take on His fruit. We keep hearing this over and over again because that is how it actually works. So God, He encouraged us to live out each fruit willingly without force. God never forces us. God will never force you to do anything against your will. Nor does He expect us, just this is the awesome thing about God. Nor does He expect us to live out each fruit perfectly and each fruit all at the same time. Did you get that? We're in a process. You and I are in a process. We're desiring to be more Christ-like, so I'm not going to possess every last one of these fruits 100% all the time. We say, well, why is it, Pastor? Because I understand that the Spirit is living and active, but I also live in a fleshly body. And today, my fleshly body had a little meltdown, and I was short one of those fruits. I actually was short probably more than one of those fruits. You ever been there? We've been there. Some of you were there today too. Some of you are still there. Some of you will be there tomorrow. Because we live in our flesh. So remember, we're in a process. Just as fruit grows and matures. Last year we planted watermelons out in these big, huge muck buckets, I guess is what we call them, out in on our front sidewalk. And it was pretty cool to watch your watermelons grow because they started off as just very little, like, you know, little bitty tiny like golf ball size watermelons. And then pretty soon it was a little bigger and bigger and bigger, and you keep watering them. But you know, from when we planted those watermelons to when we were actually able to pull one off the vine and consume it, it was like 2.5, almost 3 months. You see, you do realize and understand when you go to the grocery store and you buy a watermelon, they didn't grow those in the back room. They grew somewhere and they were plucked off of a vine. Somebody somewhere planted that thing. And sometimes we feel like because we want all of these fruits and we want everything we want it all. But you see, we're in a process. Just as fruit grows and matures, so ought we to be growing and maturing. A couple things can happen here. You can have fruit that doesn't grow and mature and will rot on the vine. And you have to pluck it off because it becomes diseased. So we have to be careful sometimes in our growth process that we don't get plucked off of the vine. Remember, we're the vine, or he's the vine, we're the branches, or we're connected to him, and all that's a whole other Bible study within itself, but nevertheless, we're in a process. Just as fruit grows and matures, so do we. It's God's Spirit that flows through our lives every day that makes us strong, and it's our flesh that's our greatest weakness. And we need to understand that. Our next point tonight is remember that among or amidst all the confusion, all of the chaos going on in the world needs people. The world needs a church with strong, godly character traits. If there's anything rotting in fruit today, is character. This is so very important today, church. In a world of ongoing confusion and strife, living out the fruits of the Spirit is necessary to continue to be men and women of strong character. Our character and how we respond to the varying situations that we face every day in life is essential as a believer. We have to stay encouraged, and we have to remember our testimony. Our testimony is so critical. This was a theme, I said, as the youth, and to others who are struggling without hope, living out the fruit of the Spirit. If you live out the fruit of the Spirit, now you're not, as I said, it won't be every fruit every time, but living out the fruit of the Spirit consistently produces. It's one of those things that should happen just spiritually natural. It's not anything you have to force. It's not anything that you have to push out, but it should happen. It should happen naturally. So living it out produces strong character, endurance, and grace within each and every one of us. Understand, where there is confusion, which is just about every day that we live, we desperately need the fruit so we can walk in peace. When people see you on your job, when people see you wherever you are, and you are just mellow, melon, just easygoing, mellow, you're not all, there's peace. People can feel that peace. Where there's division, as I said, our world is full of opinions. Boy, is it full of opinions. But the overflowing love of Jesus Christ It builds up. It builds up. It doesn't tear down. There have been a lot of times I've had to just, you know, I just got to throw this in. We don't always have to have an opinion. Did you realize that? This flows in with the fruit of self-control on the blueberry side of things. We don't always have to have an opinion. You know who taught me that? The man sitting right over there. He said, you know, son, you don't always have to have an opinion about everything. Some things just don't matter. And he was so right. He's eaten a lot of blueberries over his lifetime. And he's learned the power of the blueberry. So where's there is anxiety. Boy, is there a lot of anxiety in the world today? What do we need as a fruit to counter the anxiety of the world? We need patience, don't we? Patience is one of those fruits that we can kind of struggle with. That would fall under like, yeah. Anybody struggle with patience? Any parents? These are all things. We live in a world that there's no shortage of hatred. But you see, what fruit do we need if we're in an environment that is just full of hatred? That's where we can seek to live out the fruit of goodness and kindness. As the Bible says, soft answer turneth away wrath. It's kind of hard to be wrathful and not have anger. So we could pretty sum this up pretty much that a soft answer, a kind answer, a gentle answer will turn away hatred. Remember, it's all about manifesting godly character. Godly character. Our next point is we need to strengthen our attitudes and behaviors by living out each fruit consistently, daily. You see, we rely on God's Spirit to strengthen and encourage us, we will find out that our attitudes and behaviors will become more and more and more Christ-like. That's what we all need. That's what we're striving for. That's as close to perfection as we're going to get in this world, to be as close to living the fruits of the Spirit and be Christ-like. So our households, our relationships, and spiritual lives will be strengthened, as well as our personal development. You see, living out the fruit of the Spirit is not a one-time occurrence. It's not that as Christians we look at this and say, well, you know what? I have lived out love every day this week. I got that one down. Check it off. I've been patient every day this week. Well, maybe not Tuesday. It's close enough, so check it off. No. Living out the fruit of the Spirit is not a one-time occurrence that we can just check it off. But it's a daily renewing process. You get that? It's a daily renewing process that involves, on my part and your part, involves surrender. It involves dedication. And it involves commitment. You see, living out each fruit of the Spirit is not some legalistic command by God. It's not a bunch of rules and regulations, but it's solid personal traits of a loving, kind, merciful, understanding, patient Savior. Each fruit is an open invitation for us to choose differently, to represent God better, to develop stronger character, strengthen our attitudes, and restore hope in a broken down world. When we fall short within our own strength, it's God's Spirit that we must rely on for that encouragement and strength to say, you know what, I didn't do so well today, but when I get up tomorrow morning, I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better. You see, we bear fruit, or the fruit we bear will be a witness to the world that the God we serve in this messed up and confused and starving world, that our God is a God that is faithful. He's a faithful God. So church, it's all in the fruit. It's all in the fruit. And we must maximize the spiritual and the personal power. I'm not talking about personal power as in some of those classes and all that stuff. That I'm talking about the personal power that God, we are flesh, and our flesh and spirit work together, or should work together. So maximizing the spiritual and the personal power working as, remember our gifts, the power of the fruit and the power of the Spirit. Now, there's a verse, and I want to close out with this tonight. There's a verse when we talk about the power of the Word, the power of the Spirit. Ephesians 3:20 says, now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us. Remember, his power is working through our fruits. So the more fruits we have working in our life, the more power that we should have as a Christian. Okay? This is just listen here. Now all glory of God, who is able through his mighty power to work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Now when we look at this, there's seven thoughts in this little short verse. There are seven powerful, powerful principles that we can glean out of this. Principle number one, or first, is all glory to God. All glory to God. Revelation 4:11 in God's Word translation says, our Lord and God, you deserve to receive honor, glory, and power because you created everything. You created everything. And everything came into existence and was created because of your will. So we have one little verse for all glory to God. Second thing we can pull out of this, who is able? Who is able? Now I could read in Romans 4:21 in the New Living Translation said he was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises. Whatever he's promised, he can do. I think that is extremely powerful. Through God's mighty power. For the kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk. It is living by God's power. 1 Corinthians 4:20 in the NLT. This is all in just one little verse, and you can take that one verse and you can support that one verse with all these other verses. You see, this is how fruit works. When you have love and you have joy and you have peace and you have all of these collectively working in your life, it becomes extremely powerful. Fourth, his mighty power at work within us. Ephesians 1:19 and 20. I pray also that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believed him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the throne of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. That's so powerful. This is what fruit can do for us, church. Next. This is a conscious decision on our part, more than we, not anybody else. When I look at Jeremiah 17:10, it says, I, the Lord, search minds and test hearts. I will reward each person for what he has done. I will reward him for the results of his actions. You manifest good fruit, God's going to reward you for good fruit. Next point, seventh point, more than we might ask or think. I love Ephesians 3:20. In the Amplified, it says, now to him who, by in the conscience of the action of his power that work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, and definitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. This is what fruit can do for you. If you can stand this evening and our musicians can come. When I read this last passage, Ephesians 3:20, in the Passion Bible, Sister Terry Spears, when she was here, kind of got me going on the Passion Bible. And it should be, if you have a Bible app, it should be probably one of those apps. But it reads like this, never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all. Have you ever thought some pretty wild and outlandish things that you wanted to ask God for? Right here, Ephesians 3:20 says he will outdo them all, for his miraculous power, his spirit. That's where the power is, the spirit. His miraculous power, his miraculous spirit, his fruits constantly energizes you. So today, I ask this question, brother or sister, what can fruit do for you? As we open up this altar tonight, perhaps you're struggling manifesting the love. Maybe your love has dwindled. Whether it's your love for God or your love for your brothers or sisters. Maybe peace. It's been a long time maybe since you felt real peace. This is not how God designed. He gave us the spirit for so we could manifest all of this, not struggle with it. Maybe patience. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If you're struggling with any of these fruits in any of these areas, I want to open up this altar. It's just an opportunity for you to come down and have that conversation with God. So as we sing tonight, Sister Kim leads us in worship. This altar is open. Come experience. See what fruit can do for you. God bless.
Take me there. Take me there. What you need is just an offering. It's right here. My life is here. And I'll be your living sacrifice for you. You're a fire.
And also, there's up in Shawnee, we have our district men's conference that starts, I believe, Thursday evening, Friday evening, and Saturday. And Saturday about noon. So I know some of you men may be going to that. And if you're available to go and you won't be at the wedding. I know sometimes you have to choose. I will be at your wedding, Sarah, Justin, so don't worry about that. But love you all. Appreciate you all. God bless you all. And, what can fruit do for you? God bless.